Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. To better understand the future effects of climate change, scientists are seeking methods to refine the picture of what the Earth's climate was like in the distant past. Ben Horton, associate professor of Earth and Environmental Sciences at the University of Pennsylvania, describes efforts to better understand sea level change over the past 2,000 years.
A primary challenge in studying climate change is reconstructing its history. Scientists must understand the past to have a better sense of the causes and effects of future changes. One of these effects that can have serious consequences is sea level rise. Hotter climates mean higher seas, and that could spell disaster for coastal communities the world over. Predicting the rate and magnitude of global sea level rise, as well as its local effects, is a high priority. Our team of researchers has shown that the rates of sea level rise along the US Atlantic coast is greater now than at any time in the past 2,000 years. What's more, we have found a consistent link between changes in average global surface temperature and sea level over this time period. We discovered that sea level was relatively stable from 200 BC to 1000 AD. Beginning in the 11th century, sea level rose by about half a millimeter per year for 400 years. A second period of stable sea level followed that persisted until the 19th century. Since the late 19th century, sea level has risen by more than 2 millimeters per year, which is the steepest rate for 2,100 years. To reconstruct these measures of historic sea level, we used microfossils called foraminifera preserved in sediment cores from the coastal salt marshes of North Carolina. To assure the validity of this approach, we confirmed our reconstructions against US tidal measurements for the past 80 years and global tidal records for the past 300 years. We then adjusted these records to account for contributions to sea level rise made by vertical land movements. We show that reconstructed changes in sea level over the past millennia are consistent with past global temperatures. Data from the past help to calibrate and improve our models, which will allow us to better project sea level rise in the future.
That was Ben Horton of the University of Pennsylvania. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College, celebrating 175 years of educating women leaders around the world.